So that's what happens to be here, is this da-da-da singing thing.
So did you upload the sound file and then, like, tagged it to this space so that it's, like, a scavenger hunt for sounds? And then you can create...
Exactly. So, so basically, this is the map. I don't know if you guys want to come up here, because we're not projecting anything, so...
Can I see the
map?
Do you want to hand those?
We can hand these out. So basically, what we did was... We set up a Google map, and we, it looks like this, essentially, and we put spots where we have audio files. So we have audio files at each of the Megapolis venues, and they make up, like, one composition. So it's this song, this is one of the bass lines of the song, and if you go to different sites, you'll hear different parts of the song.
Sweet. When can, does it come together at some point, or do you?
Well, I guess more accurately, the way we did it was there's one site where all the parts of the song are the audio file.
Okay.
And
cool.
Eitan, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to talk about the programming part at all? Just basic overview of how it works?
Sure, it was really easy. We thought it would not be possible, and because I'd never done anything like this on an iPhone, and we found out it's really easy.
But you're a computer programmer.
I'm a computer programmer.
Where
is he?
Seattle.
And when we, when I started working on it, I was really thinking of having a very simple layout in which you have sound spots and they radiate, basically. So depending on where you are in proximity to that sound spot, you hear it in a different volume, I guess. And what Jenny has done with it for this festival has really been bending it to her own will and doing a lot of
I'm just going to explain what you mean by line. So right now, the way it works is, you can hear me without the microphone, right?
Yeah.
I like it with the microphone.
Yeah. So right now, each of the spots, the sound radiates outward in a circular pattern. So we can say, like, we do it in meters, so this, like, I think Cyclops maybe has an 100-meter radius. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. And another spot might have a 50-meter radius, like the ambient noise you're hearing, like when you heard me saying, no, no, no. That's actually up at WIPR. So that is like a 750-meter radius, or something very large like that. But that's the only pattern we can use is our radial pattern. So what he's saying is, like, it would be cool in the future to be able to say we want the sound to only exist, like, in this corridor. Or other things like that.
Now, is that you said, like, 100 meters or whatever, like, as the crow flies, and then that does not account for,
yes,
like...
Yes. So it's, like, just a circle from a GPS location, okay, rating out from there. Yeah.
And then you can upload your own sounds, like, wherever you are? Like, you can create your own...
Did you hear that question?
Yeah, that's the second bit, and that's, collaboration and participation of other people in this app, which we want to see. I don't know if going to be like in the app if you could do it, you know, from the actual application. But we want to make it possible for people to have different stories, I guess, or trips, I don't know, at different sites that people could choose from the phone, and a good way for people to contribute content
Yeah, so right now the way it works is I have the audio files that are in the system. We uploaded them to our server. Mm-hmm. And then we have a playlist file. And that's basically just a list of all the audio files with what the radius is and the GPS coordinates. So you're downloading that playlist file and
And the GPS coordinates. Nice. Yeah. So you can like program it like anywhere. Like you could, if you wanted to, you could create sound files and put them in Paris, France. You could
exactly,
put them in
yeah.
Paris, Texas. You
so
could
I
put
did,
them anywhere.
I programmed this from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And it worked well, except when I actually tested it, I was going to send people on this route where, since Google Map has done their map, there's a large wall. So, yeah, that was the limitation on that. But I was able to just like do it on GPS from Seattle. Sorry, you had a question?
Yeah, the way, technically the way the app works, it downloads all of the music files when you open it up the first time.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying to do it? Is it because it's much more complicated to do a streaming?
The question was, why didn't we do it as a streaming? Stream the audio files as opposed to download?
Yeah, good question. So there are a lot of I guess, hardware limitations to this application. One of them is that there's only that many concurrent audio streams that the iPhone could play together. So we're really pushing the limit, actually, with the way we set it up right now, and it sounds good. But, you know, if we would add to that a factor of downloading audio, downloading all these concurrent streams, it would just be another thing that would probably fail miserably. So we thought it'd just be easier, you know, if we pre-cached everything, and then, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about network issues. Plus, if you have, I don't have an iPod Touch. I don't even know what it has, but, for example, an iPod Touch doesn't have a cellular data plan, so you would download everything in your home, and then you could walk around with it. But I just don't think it has a GPS, so that might not be applicable. Yeah, and the other hardware limitation that we're struggling with is positioning. So GPS is a good technology, but, you know, it's not perfect. And there are all these different, you know, anomalies where things are here, where actually there jumps around a bit. So we're working with that, but, you know, that's just another limitation in what we have today in phone that we have to work with.
Yeah, like basically you're never, well, with what GPS is, you couldn't build anything similar to this where it was going to be a perfectly smooth experience. Mm-hmm. Like with this, sometimes if you do the trip, you'll hear like it just all of a sudden cuts in or all of a sudden cuts out. Like it's supposed to fade in and out very nicely, but it doesn't always do that because it won't realize you're at the spot until you've like moved halfway down the street. And then it's like, oh, you're there. Okay, you'll start playing that one. So,
and so is this
a really good run, for example, with biking. When we biked, at least, you know, when I was testing it biking, it went really well because when you're traveling, you know, at a certain speed in a certain direction, it'll have a more accurate idea of where you are. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine suggested that it'd be really cool to have a Doppler effect, mm-hmm. you know, when you're getting closer and farther from a sound source.
Yeah.
But that is just way beyond what we could do right now with the hardware and, like, where it knows where we are. So yeah. It'd be really cool.
I don't know. Oh, did someone want to be recording on the Zoom?
Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea did, but it's paused. Now it's on.
Did you hand out these flyers to people who just came in?
So is this something that, like, you make and then distribute in the app? Shall I have to get on the physical map or with the app? Does it be like, go here? Or go
yeah, you
there?
You don't really need a physical map. Uh-huh. You should be able to follow all the directions. I just made that because I thought some people might get nervous. They were going to get lost. But you shouldn't really need it because I give you directions as you're going.
But, oh, no, I guess my question was, so is this something that you're just making right now and then people
yes.
are participating in? It's not like, then I can go out and build my own.
Well, that's kind of why we're, like,
yeah.
that's why I was excited to be talking right now. Because
yeah.
we made this, like I said earlier, we finished this last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, rushed it to get into the App Store.
Yeah.
So all the audio I put in here is basically, like, songs I already have created myself, and I just thought I'd test it out that way and get people's feedback. And then we're really open to different ways we're going to use it in the future. Like, one of the things we'd originally talked about was recording events in a space. So, like, say there's like a festival in this park or something. You know, you could like record the festival at different locations around the park and then put it on the app so that any other time you could walk through this park and hear parts of the festival happening.
Nice.
Or you could do a storytelling project. You know, where you heard people's oral histories of a neighborhood or any number of things.
Yeah.
But I also just, I mean, if you guys feel like, ooh, this is something I want to get involved in and you want to collaborate, that's why I'm here.
Partially answered my question here. It's like this, so it's not just loop based, then it's like you can run like a linear, but it would be, I guess, then your file size would be much larger if you're running a long linear like narrative instead of a loop.
That's a good question. I think we would, if it wasn't looped, I think, well, the way it's set up now, it has to be looped because you have to, if it wasn't looped, so, okay, when you start the app, mm-hmm. all of the audio files start playing.
Oh, okay.
And they're just all playing on a loop.
Wow.
So that's the way it's set up now. And so we'd have to set it up
a
different way.
And it's TDS to activate the files.
Exactly.
Okay, so see, all the files are playing and then you're just turning the volumes up and down on
yeah.
the files?
Wow.
Isn't that right? All the files are playing all the time? Is that correct?
That's the illusion, but not. No, technically not. But when it comes to like where they are in the loop, yeah, it's all relative to when you started the application.
Okay, thanks. So could we do it in a way that wasn't looping, that was linear?
Right. So those are two new timing options that I want to add at some point. One is absolute time, so depending on the time of day, and the other one is when you get to a certain proximity of a sound source. Then it will start playing from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, does anyone else have questions or other ideas?
I have two questions, but I said related. First off, any plans for any Android app?
Yes. There's? Yes. We're going to make an Android app next, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the iPhone application development process is, I'm not a developer, but just seeing like Eitan usually works in open source. And first of all, you have to have an Apple machine. Second of all, you have to pay $100 to get their development tools. Third, you have to submit it to the App Store. Like here, we're delivering this for free, mm-hmm. and we're delivering it to people we know, essentially. Like, I'm seeing all of you and just being like, here's this app. But we still have to get it approved through the App Store. It's very, very difficult to share even like to beta testers without getting that approved. So now that we're done with that whole process, I kind of feel like, why didn't we just start with the Android? But both of us have iPhones, so
yeah.
we're the testers. And
there's
sorry.
Also, I was going to say that maybe you could just forego it altogether and do it in HTML5, which has a spec now for actual audio processing.
Oh, interesting.
It's crazy.
Did you hear that?
And it's got location.
He said we could try it in HTML5, which has the ability to play audio and has GPS.
Not just play, but process audio.
No. Can process audio and has location.
Yeah. I think the location, though, is static. It's just when you load a page or whatever. I don't think it's, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I have to look into that. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
And is it possible to do anything like in the way of metadata, like in order to like say that there's a house and you have an interview with someone who used to live there? Like could you like also send like a link down the pipeline and you could like click and like open up like a web browser or something like that?
That's a really good idea. Could we include
Sorry, I'm just thinking about it more again. That'd be really cool.
Did you hear the metadata question?
No.
Someone was saying, could you include metadata? Like a link, if you're standing at a site, like if we're at Cyclops Books, could we have a link that appears to Cyclops Books or something like that?
I didn't understand.
Could you include metadata with the audio files? For instance, a hyperlink.
That's the name. but, you know, people have more ideas and could add more stuff.
Yeah.
Are you considering or have you included other dimensions besides location, such as motion or time of day?
Oh, interesting. Have we considered, other dimensions, like time of day, or what do you mean by motion?
Oh, whether or not you're standing still, or whether you're moving really quickly.
Oh, interesting. Like, so the question is, could we include motion, for instance, how fast you're moving, or if you're standing still, or the time of day? We didn't, we haven't thought about that. Maybe Eitan has.
The earlier thing when I was talking about, like, how the timing of the tracks, I guess. Motion, like I said earlier, I thought the Doppler effect would be really cool. But there might be interesting stuff you could do with the accelerometer. Yeah, a good idea. I was also thinking it'd be cool, like, if the stereo would also play tricks, so if you're turning your head, hear things through it here, depending on where the sound source is, but that's a bit more science fiction right now.
I will say it's been really interesting, I guess, composing something for it, because, you know, I was essentially given the tool and then it's like, okay, do something with this. And I do loop based music usually, so it was intuitive for me to do that. But it's just a cool idea I just like that you can unfold a composition in different ways, you know, depending on how the person is moving through space, and I can't control how you all experience it, so I might try.
Well, like game audio design, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is game-like, yeah.
So how do I contribute? Because I've been imagining, like, a bunch of alternative audio tours to spaces for a while, and it's cool that somebody's developing a platform for that.
So. Awesome. Well, our contact information is on here. So, and you can just give me your email too. I'd say it's the best way.
We are the test subject. Nice.
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Just one other thing I thought of was when we were talking right now is it seems like as this could grow, and, you know, if, like, for instance, like, just every person here contributed, like, one thing and then told someone else, it could grow, like, exponentially very quickly in terms of the data that mm-hmm. you would have to host. So I mm-hmm. wonder if it's possible to, like, depending on your location, could that, like, could your location per GPS, like, tell your server which files to download, and that way you can kind of cycle through them rather than having to, like, keep all of them on your
right.
device simultaneously?
I can't remember if that's the way it is right now. Did you hear that question?
No.
Sorry. The question is, I don't know why I didn't just hold the phone
up
to you.
Yeah, maybe you should just pass them around.
Somehow that escaped my mind. Okay. The question is, it's, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, this is Sam. Hi. Okay. My question is, would be, I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to contribute to this, and as people would want to upload their own things, I could see the data management issue, or either for you on your end or for the hardware itself, to become kind of unwieldy. So I wonder if it's possible to integrate a way so that your GPS location tells your server which files to upload, rather than having to host them all on your device, at, like, from the get-go.
That's a good idea. What I was thinking originally was that people would, users who are using the application would selectively download trips that they want. I don't like that idea because what we have right now is we basically have no visual interaction. Besides, like, the about page, and I love that. You know how it's just all audio? And what you're saying is kind of a cool idea where, depending on where you are, it'll just download that amount. And when it comes to hosting and how that's going to work and how it's going to scale, I don't know yet. I think that the actual playlist files are just simple text files. Those could probably stay, you know, on my server or whatever, and people are going to
what's most interesting to me about this application is like the ability to be surprised by something or to just discover something.
I can hear that.
The best thing is the ability to be surprised and discover something.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the most smoothest conversation ever.
You keep hitting his head.
Yeah. Actually, that's the feedback we've gotten so far. Is like people like discovering a new thing, and it also like hopefully will make you listen to the sounds in the environment that are around you anyway more. And you, like sometimes you might not be able to tell if you're hearing something on the iPhone or if it's, you know, someone saying no next to you on the sidewalk.
That's a question then. Does it use the mic to pass through the audio and then layer? Does the audio pass through the phone's microphone and then it's like the recordings are added to it? Or, I mean, if I had some closed ear headphones that block out ambient sound, would I only hear the recorded sounds that are triggered by the GPS?
I guess it depends on where your earphones are. I don't know. There's nothing in the program that does that now.
Okay.
Is that an idea for a future feature? Is that what you're saying?
I suppose so, yeah. Using the microphone to pass ambient audio along with...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that it's augmenting like the existing audio rather than providing an alternative soundtrack.
Huh. Interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, RJDJ does that right now, which is pretty cool.
RJDJ.
Noah Potter created something called Ambient Edition. It's on the MIT Media Lab website.
Cool.
Well, he wrote it for Microwalker and stuff. That's what he does. But he's ported it.
Another cool thing. Am I interrupting someone?
Not really.
Another
private
cool thing that we tried, or that I gave my housemate the application like the first few days that we had it. And I set musical songs for different play areas in the neighborhood. And that was just kind of cool because, you know, suddenly when she was using the application, there was this new, like, you know, law of nature, and that was that play areas in the neighborhood play musical songs. and it was kind of neat, like, each play area had its own theme song. And she didn't know where all the play areas were, even though she's lived here for a couple of years, so... It was just a very interesting, you know, discovery thing of, you know, finding where all the beetles are coming from and, you know, just finding all those play areas. So that's I guess, another addition of that augmented reality is that you're augmenting play areas with a sound that they make that they don't make in reality. And that was kind of cool and fun.
There's sort of an interesting thing that you can do at that point. Then it just having the Beatles tracks makes me think like on a hike and bike trail, taking the average person's walking or riding speed and making it so that the zone that they're in that triggers the song will take them approximately the length of the song to cross through. So like you would have an album for like 10 miles on the hike and bike trail, and you would walk down one way and you would hear the album in normal order, and then you walk back and you would hear it in reverse order because you would just be moving through the zone at the rate it takes the song to play.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's pretty much how we tried to set up this walking tour, except because of the way it's set up now where it's playing on a continuous loop, you might start at any point in the loop as opposed to like at the beginning of
the
track. So I had to make it so that sounded
well. I mean, unless you had it just well, how what is your flexibility like for like what if, you know, like if a loop was like a song, like say a 3 minute song and you had an album of 12 songs, like could like this, you know, 100 yard stretch or whatever be like a song, or is it can it get that specific? Okay.
Yeah, that's how it is now.
But then you hear like the
but
next
you
song
might,
bleeding over.
You might hear, well, they don't really bleed with each other because
okay.
I've set up the radiuses so that they're not overlapping, but like you might start in the middle of the song and then hear it to the end and then it starts over again as opposed to like you're going to start at a random point in the song.
Right.
So they're not overlapping? Because
well,
my phone
that's
is,
not true.
My
here
phone
they
is,
are.
Okay.
Here they're overlapping. There's other places you will go where you're going to hear, like, a song that a recording artist that's not me made. And yeah, and that you're just going to hear that song, and then when it's done, you'll hear something else.
How late do the buses run?
They run pretty late, like till, I think the 13th, till midnight or something like that. That's a good thing I should have looked up, but I didn't. This bus runs pretty often.
Cool.
So. Yeah, I think I should probably stop, but I wanted to let you know there. I hope everyone will take a flyer if you didn't already, and a sticker. I have a few left. And there are headphone splitters at the Hexagon space. So if you have an iPhone, especially an iPhone 3GS, it definitely works on that. It may have problems with the 3G. And you want to share, there are headphone splitters and some extra headphones at the Hexagon. So I would encourage you to share with people who don't have them and make a new friend and go on a nice walk together. do you want to say anything else, Eitan?
How many people there have iPhones there right now?
Minority. All the people who like specifically came at the beginning, and a lot of people who've come in since, so.
don't buy one. Wait for another Android version, maybe.
So how many people have Androids? Okay, just a few more of the people have Androids.
Yeah, but I'll buy one if you write the app.
But someone will buy one if you.
Looking for
okay. Thank you.
Cool. Yay.